Hello, this is John Clements of the Manchester Jazz Festival, and today I'm here with Dan Marks, one of the MJF Introduces scheme, a young pianist who'll be playing the Manchester Jazz Festival on Tuesday the 27th of July. So, good to be with you tonight. Hi. Just really to start out with, I understand that your interest in music started quite early, but in an unusual place for a jazz musician.
Yeah. Well, when I was younger, my mum used to take me to West End musicals, and as a young boy I was just fascinated with the music and just how amazing like the orchestration was, and it really kind of appealed to me. And a lot of the musicals that I went to see were jazz influenced and based, which a lot of them are. So I asked my mum for piano lessons, which she eventually agreed to, as no one in my family is musical at all. And I started off as sort of learning as a classical pianist. And through the ABRSM exams, my teacher noticed that I was only really interested in the C piece, which was sort of, well, inverted.
Is that the jazz influence element?
The jazz piece. And I'd been listening to a bit of Art Tatum, who I
thought...
He's
a famous jazz pianist, isn't he?
Yeah, who I thought was absolutely fascinating, the way he just managed to recreate sort of bass and drums with his left hand, you know. He didn't need to pay for a drummer and a bassist, so he was quite well off, I can imagine. So I took this to my teacher, and she said, well, check out this guy, Oscar Peterson, he's amazing. I was like, okay, right. So I got a CD of Oscar Peterson, and I listened to a track called Blues Etude, which is this furious boogie-woogie, and it kind of like sounds like he's got eight hands. And it just wowed me so much.
Yeah. What sort of things do you think you've taken from people like him and Tate, I mean, into your own playing?
Yeah. Well, playing as a solo pianist, it's a lot different from being an ensemble player, because you have to choose whether you want to recreate that feeling of bass and drums or go completely classical in the other way, or you integrate the two together, which is what I'm trying to do in my playing. So the sort of influences, like Oscar Peterson, was, you know, very classical as well, like his technique, phenomenal. And as well as people like Jarrett, who has recorded a lot of classical solo albums. So I'd like to take both elements of Peterson's and Tatum's playing and combine it with classical elements as well.
Right, okay. So in terms of the Manchester Jazz Festival, I take it this is your first major festival that you'll be playing at.
Yeah, that's right. I'm really excited. I'm a bit nervous as well. But I'm really excited about being introduced on such a big stage in a really prominent and good venue and festival. So I'm really looking forward to it.
So what do you think we'll see more of you playing this time? Is it going to be the ferocious virtuoso or more lyrical playing? What have you got in store?
Well, I'm going to play some of my own compositions, which are based on a lot of Jarrett style compositions. So it is going to be lyrical, it is going to be melodic, but there will be some of the Tatum and the Peterson-esque kind of playing as well. So I hope to bring a varied program, and I hope people enjoy it.
Terrific. Well, it's been really nice talking to you today, Daniel, and we'll look forward very much to seeing you in July.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Thank you.